Mark descended the ladder, followed by de Roquefort. He pointed left and told de Roquefort about the chamber they'd found. De Roquefort slid his gun back into a shoulder holster and aimed his flashlight ahead.
You lead the way, and you know what happens if there are any problems.
Mark started walking, his flashlight added to de Roquefort's beam. They eased their way around the staked hole that had almost claimed Stephanie.
Ingenious, de Roquefort said.
They found the open grill. Mark recalled Malone's warning about more traps and took only baby steps forward. The passage beyond narrowed to about a yard wide, then angled sharply right. After only a few feet, another angle back to the left. He made the final turn and stopped. He shone his light and saw before him a chamber, perhaps 10 yards square, with a high rounded ceiling. The gallery formed a perfect repository, and as his light dissolved the darkness, a multitude of wonders came into view. He first saw statuary, small, colorful pieces, several enthroned virgins and child, gilded pietas, angels, busts. Then the glint of gold from rectangular chests. They were reliquary caskets made for the remains of holy saints, probably commandeered in the rush, anything to hold what they needed to transport. He heard de Roquefort slip off the backpack he was wearing, and suddenly the room was engulfed in a bright orange glow from a battery-powered light bar. De Roquefort handed him one.
These will work better.
He didn't like cooperating with the monster, but knew he was right. He grabbed the light, and they fanned out to see what the room contained.